Forced technology transfers are getting a lot of attention in the U.S.-China trade talks. But how do they actually work? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Tracy Samuelson in for Molly Wood. Here's how a forced tech transfer doesn't typically work. Usually there's no explicit request from a Chinese official, hand over this trade secret or else you can't operate here. Instead, it's murkier, perhaps a verbal request for sensitive information behind closed doors as part of the government's licensing or approvals process. It's tough to say how prevalent the practice is, says Naomi Wilson. She's director of policy focusing on Asia at the Information Technology Industry Council, a tech trade group. She talked about the most common ways foreign firms are pressured to part with their IP.
We see a couple of most prominent ones in the cybersecurity review regimes that the Chinese government has established, which are very ambiguous. So companies are often not entirely sure of what compliance means, and they may be getting different direction depending on the enforcement arm of the Chinese government that contacts them. The other area where we see this is in forced partnerships with Chinese companies. So in the cloud services market in particular, foreign companies cannot obtain licenses to operate on their own. It's the Chinese partner that obtains the license and that runs the operation under their own brand name for the U.S. or foreign company.
And so the idea is when you're required to work with a Chinese partner, you're required to share how your business works with that local firm?
Right. So think of it this way. Essentially, the forced partnerships give a Chinese company the inside track onto how the best cloud services providers in the world operate their businesses.
Okay. So it's sort of like a master class in the business of cloud services, but it's not necessarily like, here's some valuable piece of code that makes our business run.
Right. They're basically learning from the experts at a much faster pace than they would be able to develop this type of business model on their own. The close coordination between the foreign cloud service provider and the Chinese partner also does lend itself to circumstances where individuals may be privy to information such as intellectual property that they might not otherwise be. But I also think it's fair to say that companies take very specific and concrete measures to safeguard their intellectual property, which, of course, is the lifeblood of their business.
Hmm. And it seems like when companies do the math, you know, calculating maybe the cost of a forced tech transfer versus the opportunity that they have to operate in China, they often move forward with their Chinese operations.
Right. And it's interesting that you bring up the cost and the potential cost of operating in China and the potential negative cost. So I think companies more and more have to factor in the costs of dealing with U.S. policies as well as Chinese policies in the current climate. You know, China is an exceptionally influential and large market. And so pulling out of China completely for many companies is just not an option because it would put them at such a competitive disadvantage, not only in China, but globally. If you're not in China and you're not a recognized name brand in China, then really what are the prospects for success in the rest of Asia?
Naomi Wilson with the Information Technology Industry Council. The Chinese government has long denied forced technology transfers are a problem. But this spring, it passed a foreign investment law that says foreign firms shouldn't be forced to transfer their tech to Chinese companies. It was seen as an effort to appease the U.S., but there are also concerns about how it will be enforced. And now for some related links. The U.S. Trade Representative did a big investigation into forced technology transfers in China last year. You can read their 200-page report for a lot more information on how this happens. Also, Bloomberg put together a helpful Q&A on tech transfers a few days ago. It includes a roundup of some high-profile court cases where companies have alleged they were made to share their secrets. I'm Tracy Samuelson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
This is Molly Wood, host of Marketplace Tech, the podcast where you can hear conversations like legendary sci-fi author William Gibson talk about the problems created by the uneven distribution of wealth and technology, helping you think differently about the world you live in every weekday. That's Marketplace Tech on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to download.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.